I've got with me now Jennifer Storm. She's the Director of Public Relations and the Director of Flight Training Initiatives, which is kind of a new thing, right, for Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Amy. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. The Flight Training Initiative is a new thing. We launched it last year. AOPA has typically been known for getting people excited about learning to fly, and then once they're certificated, helping them enjoy aviation, keep their medical certificate, avoid airspace infractions, you name it, own an aircraft, get insurance. But that step in the middle of helping them get their certificate, we traditionally haven't been as involved. And after looking at the statistics from the FAA and realizing that up to 70 to 80% of the people who start flight training never earn a certificate, realized it was time for us to step in and do what we could to help.
Yeah, that's an astounding number. Just an astounding number. We're losing a lot of people. Thousands, tens of thousands of people is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. And the way to look at it is over 50,000 people who start, under 20,000 will actually get a certificate.
Okay. Why? Is it really that tough to learn to fly?
We don't think it's necessarily that tough. It's just a lot of things that we're not right now that we could start doing. And I know you, for a long time, we've had a really positive working relationship, and we've had lots of discussions, both as flight instructors, of how to improve the flight training experience. But what was happening within the industry is we were all talking about it, and we all had different experiences as students ourselves and as instructors ourselves, and we had different experiences and different perspectives. And so we'd have these conversations within the industry for years, and we always kind of had these small disagreements about what was wrong and what we needed to do. And in order for us to move past that stage, we had to get some independent, objective information that we could move forward from.
Yes, yes. So how'd you do that? I mean, from what I can see, I've seen you like in three different states in the last 3 months. What's going on here?
Well, we started first by better defining the problem and better defining where we need to go. And we have a very talented research team within AOPA, but we decided to hire an independent research group to help us out with this project to ensure that there wouldn't be any bias whatsoever. And we hired a very reputable, world-renowned research firm called APCO Insight to do an independent study for us, and we started with focus groups. And originally, the bid just had focus groups with student pilots and pilots. And when I looked at it, I thought, you know, we're missing a couple components to this in terms of having a well-rounded perspective. We also need to talk to flight instructors and flight school owners and managers. So we added two populations to the focus group discussions. The purpose of the focus groups was to talk through the experience, and this was the research group conducting this. I was behind the glass. They couldn't know it was AOPA conducting the study, or it would bias them. But they were looking at what specifically makes the optimal flight training experience.
And what does? What does?
Well, they just had them talk through. We didn't want to lead the question at all, or lead the respondents. So we talked through chronologically the flight training experience and just said, so before you get started, what helps you get started? When you're first, you know, meeting the flight instructor in the flight school, what helps during that stage? Pre-solo, post-solo, cross-country, written. And just, you know, really kind of got on them to be specific. And after the focus groups, we had this list of dozens and dozens of attributes. I call them the ingredients to the optimal flight training experience.
I love that, like baking a cake.
It is. It really is. It's a tasty cake if we get it right. This big list, but we needed to validate them. And so we did a quantitative survey with 1,000 respondents across the country to make sure that what we got from the focus groups, what we built from their own words, because we didn't put words in their mouth, would be accurate. And after the statistical research from the quantitative survey, we were able to do some statistical modeling, which I refer to as magic because that's not what I do. Statistical modeling came up with this optimal flight training experience model. And that includes four main components. It's educational quality, drives over half the overall experience. Customer focus, which includes the term value, and value means more than price. It's getting what you expect for what you're paying. Information sharing and community. Community was a very unique finding that is a huge component of retaining students.
Yes, I agree. Now, this is going to go on for how long before you move into the next phase?
Well, we're already in the next phase. We presented preliminary findings from the research report at the Flight Training Summit last year, the day before AOPA Aviation Summit in Long Beach in November. And that was getting a group of over 100 people together from the flight training industry and sharing the initial results and hearing what they had to say and getting their feedback. What we realized is we needed to get more frontline flight training providers, and we use the term flight training providers to cover flight owners and managers and flight instructors. We needed to get more of those frontline folks involved in this process, since a lot of them wanted to be a part of the Flight Training Summit but couldn't make the trip for one reason or another. We committed to going out on the road and hosting 6 regional meetings across the country to share what we've learned and also start moving into the next phase, which is solutions. Now that we know where we need to be, how specifically are we going to get there? And these frontline professionals, they're key to coming up with solutions that are practical and real world that can actually happen because they know what it's like out there.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, you've got a big summit coming up very soon.
Yep, AOPA Aviation Summit. It's our annual event. Normally it's in November, but this year it's in September. Every time we go up to the Northeast, we go a little bit earlier in the year to avoid any winter weather.
Okay.
But we're in Hartford, Connecticut, September 22nd through 24th.
Okay. What's going to happen there? I know Women in Aviation's got some great team events. You want to talk about them?
Yeah, we've been partnering with Women in Aviation for a while now. A couple years ago, we started AOPA Women's Wing, which is hosted by Women in Aviation International.
Terrific. What's going to go on in the Women's Wing this year? I know you've got the Dine Around thing with some famous women. That's going to be one of the deals.
Yep, we definitely are having the Dine Around again. The Dine Around's a really neat opportunity to get more personal interaction with some of the people that we bring in to be honorary hosts. And we'll have Martha King from King Schools and Anna Dietrich from Terrafugia. And, of course, Dr. Peggy Chabrian from Women in Aviation and a couple special guests that we're still confirming. But we'll have the Dine Around on Friday night, and you can get your tickets on aopa.org/summit. And that's where you can register for Summit as well. We've got some special discounts for early registration. We'll also have a seminar with those same people that is part of the seminar package if you come to Summit and register. And then we'll have some mini seminar presentations on the Aviation Learning Pavilion stage, which is right across where the Women's Wing booth will be in the back corner of the exhibit hall.
Terrific. I'm really looking forward to it.
We are too. It's always a fun time.
Now, Jennifer, where can people get more information about the Flight Training Initiative program that AOPA is doing? And I know you're doing it in teamwork with SAFE and a couple other organizations.
Absolutely. So the webpage for the Flight Training Initiative is aopa.org/FT, short for FT Initiative. And you go there and you can see, download the research report, check out a video from Summit last year in which the chairman of APCO Insight, who is the lead researcher on this project, talked a little bit more about the findings. And then you can also see the schedule for our upcoming regional meetings. We still have Los Angeles, Chicago, and Dallas left to visit. And we're not just hosting meetings for flight training providers, we're also having a separate meeting for the aviation community because we're trying to get as much input and feedback as possible as part of this process.